Okay, now we want to give a new interpretation to the Verlet evolution as an approximation of the operator of the evolution operator expressed in terms of the Liouvillean. So let's remember the role of the Liouvillean. The Liouvillean, the operator stated the Liouvillean, which is the exponential of ILT, is the evolution operator which transforms functions at time equal zero into functions at time equal t. So the vector ptqt can be obtained from the vector p of zero, q of zero, by applying the exponential of ILT. Now suppose that t is n times delta t, so we have divided the time interval t in n subintervals of width delta t. So we can just say that this is the exponential of ILN delta t applied to p0, q0. And then, of course, we can factorize this exponential. So the exponential is IL delta t times IL delta t times IL delta t times IL delta t n times applied to p0, q0. So this is the generic formula. And up to now, everything is exact. Now, the Verlet algorithm corresponds to an approximation for the evolution operator I, the exponential of IL delta t. So let's see how we approximate this exponential. So let's write explicitly the Liouvillean. So IL, as we already discussed, is minus, here I'm writing the sum over the particles, so I'm explicitly writing I, which expresses the fact that we have a system with several particles, so it's dH over dQi, scalar product with the gradient of with respect to momentum of particle I, plus the sum dH of dPi, scalar product d over dQi, so the gradient with respect of Qi. Then we assume that the Hamiltonian is a standard Hamiltonian, so it has the form p squared over 2m for all particles times a potential energy. And so we get the expression which is written here in the second line. So IL is the sum of the particle, the force acting on particle I, scalar product d over dpi, plus the sum over I, pi, which is the momentum of particle I divided by m, scalar product d over dqi. So we express this IL as a sum of two terms, and now we call these two terms, the first term we call it ILP, and it is an operator, differential operator, with respect to the momentum, and the second operator is ILQ, which is a differential operator with respect to the coordinates. So let's see what is the approximation that gives rise to the Verlet evolution. So we write EIL delta t, which is the exponential of ILP delta t plus ILQ delta t. Now remember, this is an important result, that of course the exponential of the sum of two operators is not the product of the exponential of the first term times the exponential of the second term, if the two operators do not commute, and LP and LQ do not commute, it's easy to verify that. So we introduce an approximation that we will discuss in the next lesson. So we write this exponential in the following form, EILP delta t over 2, the exponential of ILQ delta t times the exponential of ILP delta t over 2 times terms, and this is true up to terms of order delta t cubed. So this is an approximation. This is an approximation, but there is an important property here that LP and LQ are both Hermitian operator. It's easy to verify, of course, exactly as we did for the full Liouvillean. So they are Hermitian operators. So our approximation, so we are approximating a unitary operator in terms of a product of three unitary operators. And since the product of unitary operators is still unitary, we get a unitary evolution. So this is the main advantage of this approximation. From the computational point of view, the advantage is that, of course, we are not able to compute the exponential of the full Liouvillean, because if we are able to compute the exponential of the full Liouvillean, this means that we are able to solve the dynamics. We have an exact expression for PdT and QdT as a function of the initial conditions. But on the other hand, we know how to compute the ILP delta T and ILQ delta T exactly. So we are not able to compute the full exponential, so we approximate is the product of three exponentials that now can be computed exactly. So we have an evolution at the end, which is an approximation with corrections of order delta T cube, but which is unitary. So now we want to understand how we compute the exponential of the two operators ILP and ILQ. So let's first compute the exponential of ILP alpha applied to a function A of P and Q. So we now replace ILP with its expression, which is F d over dp. Again, for simplicity, I'm only considering one particle in one dimension, so there are no sums over I, and there are no scalar products, but of course the result is valid also for n particles in three dimensions. The meaning of the exponential of the operator is, the exponential operator is defined through its series expansion, so we do the series expansion, and here there is an important property which is used, that the force only depends on the coordinates, and so it commutes with the derivative with respect to P. So when we do the expansion, we can just take all forces on the left, all derivatives on the right, and so we get a very simple expansion, which is the sum over n alpha to the power n divided by n factorial, the force to the power n, the derivative of A with respect to P n times. And you immediately see here that this is the expansion, the Taylor expansion of A as a function of P in powers of P. And so we get this is nothing but A computed in P plus alpha F comma Q. So Q is unchanged, where P is translated by alpha F. So this is again a result which follows from the fact that F commutes with d over dp. So this factorization, of course, only works nicely when we consider standard Hamiltonians in which U does not contain velocity-dependent terms, so which means that whenever we have just standard interactions. Then we can do the same trick for ILQ alpha. ILQ, we replace its expression, which is P over M multiplied by D over DQ. Again, the exponential is defined by its series expansion, and here we use the fact that P and D over DQ commute, so that we can take all P's on the left and D DQ on the right, and again we get the Taylor expansion now in terms of Q. P is unchanged, but Q is shifted by alpha P over M. So you see here we are able to compute exactly these two exponentials. This is the reason why we do this factorization of the full Liouvillean, this approximation, because the three terms, the three exponentials in which we approximate the full evolution operator are exponential that we know how to compute. So let's see how it works. So let's first compute the first exponential, which is the exponential of ILP delta T over 2 once we apply it to P and Q. As we said here, this is a translation of the momentum with alpha equal to delta T over 2, and then there is the force. So the result is P is translated by delta T over 2 times F of Q, while Q is unchanged. Now we apply ILQ delta T to the result, And now we have to translate Q. Q appears both in the numerator, not in the numerator, in the upper element of the vector, in the lower element, and Q has to be shifted by P over M times delta T. And in this way we get that P goes, the first, the upper element, becomes P plus delta T over 2, the force computed in Q plus Pm delta T, and the lower element is Q plus Pm, P divided by M, delta T. Then we apply IE, the exponential of ILP delta T over 2, to the previous result. And now here, remember, we have to shift P by delta T over 2 F of Q, and we should be careful to do it in all elements. So in the upper element of the vector, it appears twice. There is the P, the first P, which gets shifted, but also the argument of the force contains P, and so we should shift also the argument of the force. While in the lower element, we only have to shift P, so only the term P divided by M delta T. So we get the final this final result, which is a complicated formula, which is at page three. So now let's see what this implies. The upper element gives P at time T plus delta T. So this coincides with the evolution of a time interval, which is equal to delta T, while the lower element coincides with Q at times T plus delta T. So the lower element, we write it here, and is exactly the Verlet evolution, the velocity Verlet evolution for the coordinate, exactly the same expression. Pt plus delta T is the upper element, so we rewrite it here, and then we recognize that the argument of the force in the second term is nothing but Q computed at time T plus delta T. And so we get again, in the third line, the result of the velocity Verlet evolution. So you see that the Verlet evolution corresponds to an approximate factorization of the unitary evolution in terms of the Liouvillean, but this factorization, this approximation, has the property that the evolution is still unitary, because we replace a unitary operator, the exponential of I times the Liouvillean delta T, with the product of three unitary operators. So an important property of the Verlet evolution that it represents, it's an approximation, but it still represents a unitary evolution in phase space. And of course, the fact that it's a unitary evolution implies that, for instance, the phase space volume is conserved, a property that we have also proved directly. Moreover, all these properties are independent of the value of delta T. They are always true, whatever is the value of delta T. So we always have a unitary evolution in phase space.